This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Men can do at least one thing women can't. They can produce sperm. And that makes them an invaluable resource for the species. But what if you could produce sperm without men? As NPR's Joe Palca reports in the second part of his series, The End of Men, that may soon be possible.
The whole secret of producing sperm without men appears to lie in embryonic stem cells. These cells are remarkable. Under the right conditions, they can replenish themselves indefinitely in the laboratory, and they can, in theory, turn into any cell type in the body. But there was always some question about whether these cells could turn into sperm. George Daly is a stem cell biologist at Children's Hospital in Boston.
Most scientists were not willing to believe that a cell as highly specialized as a sperm, one that formed only after going through puberty and in this highly specialized structure of the testis, that such a cell would arise just in a petri dish.
Specialized is a good word for sperm. Extraordinary works, too. They're the smallest cell in the male body, yet they contain a complete set of chromosomes and the know-how to find an egg and fertilize it. Undeterred by the improbability of the task, Daly decided to see if he could indeed get sperm from embryonic stem cells. And you know what? He could.
I think it was even surprising to us when we looked that we found elements that looked like sperm.
Mouse sperm, that is, because for now, Daly is working with mouse embryonic stem cells. The task for making sperm falls appropriately enough to Daly's female colleague, Melissa Horoshek. Her lab space is across the hall from Daly's office. Harsh fluorescent lights give the small room a greenish glow. Horoshek opens the door of an incubator and takes out a small, round petri dish. She takes off the lid and gently swirls the contents, what looks like a dollop of translucent oatmeal floating in a yellowish gel.
These are 8 days old, and you can see them. In the dish there, a little globular cluster of cells. And in that clump of cells are primitive spermatids.
The primitive spermatids will become the sperm Daly seeks. These cells can be a pain to grow. They have to be cared for constantly, fed, nurtured. Sound familiar? The ones in the dish Horoshek is holding are ready for a snack. Horoshek fills a dropper with a nutrient solution and squirts it into the dish.
And the lid goes back on, and they're good for another 4 or 5 days.
Although these cells clearly can make primitive spermatids, Daly doesn't yet know whether they'll be able to do all those things that sperm are supposed to do.
We can pick them up with a micropipette and inject them directly into the egg, and they will essentially fertilize the egg.
What Daly hasn't shown yet is that these fertilized eggs will grow into a mouse pup when implanted in a mouse mom. Daly is confident he'll be able to do that. He's also confident that what works with mouse embryonic stem cells will also work with human embryonic stem cells. But don't get the wrong idea. Daly is not trying to make human sperm in the lab to put him and his kind, men that is, out of business.
The implications for being able to make sperm in a dish allows you to ask questions about normal sperm development and abnormal sperm development.
Like the upstanding, responsible scientist that he is, Daly wants to focus on the real applications of his work, not some far-fetched idea from a headline-seeking reporter. Sperm in lab spells end of men. Details at 11.
I would argue that there's tremendous value to this system for asking basic and fundamental research questions that may lead to insights into infertility and sperm development. I'm somewhat skeptical as to whether this will ever translate into the production of sperm for human reproduction.
All right. But what if it did happen? Not to worry, says Daly. There's still one thing that makes men indispensable.
It's clear to make a sperm cell, you do need the Y chromosome. So insofar as men are the only ones who actually harbor the Y chromosome, then to make a sperm, you still need a male cell.
So men are needed after all. At least for a while. Once embryonic stem cells start producing sperm, they can keep doing it indefinitely. And where does that leave men? Joe Palca, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the series concludes with a look at whether men are still useful members of society.